Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Sure. My name is Carol Buchanan, B-U-C-H-H like hotel, A-N-A-N.
I do thank you for that. I'm still here, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm just waiting for my system to load.
I understand that.
Okay, and we have an email address as your first and last name 70@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and if we should get disconnected, a good telephone number for you is 678-772-7093.
That's it, exactly. Thank
okay,
you.
Yes, ma'am. And we have the address is 840 Kenesaw Drive, Forest Park, Georgia, 30297.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, I do apologize. Okay, it did finally load. I do show that the stealth drone was ordered on December 2nd. You were charged $8.25 for shipping and handling. What happened is that you do have 3 days to cancel out the account. If the account is not canceled within 3 days, then you're going to be billed and enrolled into our discount membership club. And receive a $199 e-gift card for the price of $67.32.
And so I see $67.32 came out of my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And that $8.25. This is a racket. I'm going to call Capital One. I'm going to call Consumer Reports and anybody else I need to report this to. Let me tell you what I was doing. I went online because it was like a UPS address. I have packages that were, one was claimed to have been delivered to me, and it was not. This has nothing to do with the stealth drone. This has to do with earbuds, something really simple. These are just some ear things so I could hear, you know, my conversation, personal conversation, okay? So I'm waiting for this package to come back to me through UPS. And when I clicked on it, it was like, because I'm a member of the USPS, that I get a choice of like six gifts. And the drone was one of the first that it showed. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love that. Oh, it's free. Just pay $9.99. Okay, that's great. I'm clicking. Oh, sure. I'd like that. $9.99. Then it says, want a second? Sure, I do. $29.99 for the second. And pay shipping and handling. $9.99. Okay, that's fine. $9.99 for insurance. You got it. Definitely. Okay, so that's $59.96. So I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I finally get the one drone. And I see the $75.59 was taken out of my account. Okay, it's an error. So I'm like, okay, I'll be able to go back and forth with that. And let me back up a little bit. I saw the $8.25 that was taken out also. But what it said was earlier when I first did get the one for just paying shipping and handling, it said if I use my Capital One, that something like my something was $8.25 and it's a better deal. So I went on to put in my information for my Capital One also. When I say also, meaning that I did the Wells Fargo and it shows 50, what was that? Oh, no, that wasn't 50. That wasn't the one. It showed the Wells Fargo, and it said, well, at the same time, my phone had clicked and saying, am I trying to make a charge on my Capital One? So I'm like, I'm going to just X this Wells Fargo one out and go with the Capital One because it's more secure. And I did that. And it went down the list of, you know, showing me that I paid for the $29.99 for the and the shipping and handling and all that. And long story short, in the mail, I only get the one. And now I got like three or four companies that's making offers to me about little stuff. I don't want to be a part of a club. The lady that I spoke to, I'm not sure if you know who she is, but the lady that put me through to you was saying something about, I've joined some club. I did not try to join a club. I wanted my two stealth drones, and I paid my shipping and handling twice and the insurance once, and that should have come up to $59.96. This $75.59 and all these bogus emails saying, you know, oh, want this back scratcher and all this craziness. No, I don't want any part of that at all. And nothing came to me talking about I had 3 days to cancel. To cancel what? I want the drones. Why would I be trying to cancel anything if I'm waiting for this information, you know, this product to come to my door? I think somebody is playing with me because, see, the name is tied in with, like, it's a part of UPS, and it wasn't. And that's why I clicked on it. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, you can get this and you can get that. Now the lady is that I spoke to before you, she's telling me, oh, well, you had 3 days to cancel. And since you didn't cancel, this amount of money has come out of your account. That's bogus. It's fraud. And I'm not going for it. I need a second stealth drone to be sent to me because that's what I paid for. And the
okay.
total of $59.96 is what should come out. I'd like to just be heard. Because the lady before you, she had cut me off, and we were talking over each other, and I told her her training was very bad. You don't talk over the customer. I'm the customer. And if I've been done wrong, it is my place to completely tell you how I was done wrong.
Yes, ma'am, you are absolutely right.
Yeah, I didn't call to argue. I just want better understanding of what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand what you're saying, but the second drone was not billed to you. That's why it was not shipped out. The second drone, the charge was declined. So we wouldn't be able, being that we do not take credit or debit card payments over the phone, we would not be able to charge you and send that out to you. You would actually have to go back to the website and reorder that. If you'd like, I can provide you with the website. And
I know what the website is. I know what the website is. I do have that.
Yes, ma'am. So we wouldn't be able to bill you for that. That was declined.
I need my monies back then because I'm not trying to join a club. I need my money back.
Well, the $8.25, that's for shipping and handling for the one drone. So being that that drone has already been shipped out, we wouldn't be able to process the refund on that charge. Now, as far as the other charge goes, the $67.32 for the discount membership club, being that you stated that this is something that you did not intend to join, we can definitely go ahead and process the full refund for that $67.32.
Okay. Yeah. I'd have to go ahead and get out or however and be reimbursed for the membership thing. But what you're saying is I need to go back in and opt to get another drone in order to get it, right? So there's no talking to you and you're able to set that up. Miss Laquana?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I saying that correct?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay. Okay. All righty. So what is it that I need to get from you to make sure I'm out of that membership, I'm going to be reimbursed for this cost of this membership, and then once that happens, I will go back in and I will process to get another drone?
Well, I'm going to send you an email letting you know that the account was fully refunded. I can get an email sent to you to let you know that your account has also been canceled as well. I can provide you with the refund confirmation number as well.
Okay. So you're going to send me all this information by way of an email?
Yes, but if you like, I can provide you with the cancellation number verbally.
No, because I don't feel like doing all the writing. We went way into this just too much this morning. I was telling the girl, I didn't call here to argue with you. I wasn't trying to argue with anybody, but I called to let the company know that this looks like fraud. And she had upset me so much to where I was thinking, oh, no, I'm going to call whoever I need to contact, you know, to let them know that I've been taking on a wild ride here. Because the only thing I was trying to do is to check my UPS to see if my other product, when is it going to arrive type of thing. I work a lot of hours. I'm hardly home because, you know, the holiday season is here. So I'm working 12 hours a day, and I've got no time to call. And now that today I'm off, so that's what I call myself doing. Okay, I should have done this a week or two ago. I get it. But, hey, everybody doesn't have that kind of time that's free. Certain times of the year, you're more busier than others. And that was my thing. It's like I got into this bad little loop, and that person was just, you know, it was past rude. She was like taking it some other level. And I said, why am I sitting here arguing with this girl who's only doing her job, but she's not hearing anything I've got to say. And I told her, and you are talking over me. And I said, so that lets me know right there, you're more in an argumentative mood than you should be, because you're at work and you're dealing with customers.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize that you had to go through that. I do apologize, but I'll definitely listen to that call and speak with that particular agent in reference to that. So I do apologize about that customer service that you received with that particular agent.
I get it, with that agent. You got it. Okay. Well, I'm just waiting for your email to come because I definitely want to see it for one. And I need to make sure, you know, that it says all that we've just talked about. So that's what I'm going to wait on before I make any other moves. As far as trying to place an order for a second one, yeah, I will do that, but I will need to get my email first.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Laquana.
You're welcome. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You think I'll, hold on. Do you think I'll get that email like in the next few minutes, sometime?
Yes,
today?
Yes, you should receive it within the next few minutes. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Oh, you got it. Okay. I thank you very much. Okay. You have a great day. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You as well. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day as well.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.